the way. Jungle Edge is going well. It's a muddy marvel. Jungle Edge won from Viridine. I Am Someone for third. Then Ashlaw Intuition.
What a popular horse he is, and what a great horse he's been for Connections, and none more so than Mick Bell, the trainer, who wears his heart on his sleeve in terms of his love for Jungle Edge, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations on yesterday, Mick.
Thanks, Warren. It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Was outstanding, and what I thought was one of the better parts of the lead-in was your presence and poise going into it in terms of, yes, he's an older horse, he's a rising 10-year-old, but the template for getting him back to the races is good, a nice jump out, head to the races, hopefully get some rain on the day. I think you, reading your body language, you knew that you had everything you could have done right going into yesterday. It was just a matter of hopefully the race unfolding and not getting bad luck.
Yes, well, I was pretty sure it was going to go like that, but, you know, you still got to do it, don't you? And that's the good thing about this horse. He always turns up. He's very rarely run a bad race. I'm not saying there's times when he hasn't weakened or we've done poor tactics or there hasn't been quite suitable ground for him, but he always turns up. And, you know, you've got to admire a horse like that. I just love him the bits, you know, like they can't all be like him and I'll never find another one like him. I'm not saying there's not horses that are better than him, but there's none that have got more heart and more grit and turn up like he does. So, yeah, it's just amazing.
With Jade DeRose in the saddle yesterday, you mentioned that, you know, occasionally you mightn't have had the track conditions to suit. And this, it's probably an underrated skill just being able to get an on-speed horse to go with the right gear at every stage. And it appeared that yesterday Jade, who knows the horse so well, was just making probably every move you would have wanted her to make from the grandstand.
Well, yeah, she doesn't panic and she doesn't get in a speed war. And which I think is probably pretty easy to get sucked into a speed war with a horse that's with a horse that can hold their own in the speed war. But yeah, you'll have nothing left at the end. You still have to have something left at the end. And if you've used all your petrol, well, you're not going to have any left. And she doesn't. There's a long way between the horses that Jade usually gets to ride, and you know, people don't probably realise how good a rider she is.
With that performance yesterday, and he's been a major part of your life for in excess of 4 years now, how do you think he's going compared to how he's gone at other stages of his career?
Oh, look, every bit is good. Every bit is good. And how long that can go on for, who knows. But he certainly no thoughts of finishing yet. But when he has got one bleed under his belt, so, you know, like it could end any time if he happened to bleed again, which I'm very careful to make sure he doesn't. But apart from that, he could probably race to next year. But look, I'm not going to. If he loses form even one little bit, I'll pull up stumps. He's done a fantastic job, but at the moment he's going as good as ever. I suppose is the answer to your question. And he has, like, it only reaffirmed it yesterday. The pattern of a little break, a jump out at Cranbourne, and into a shorter race is what he seems to do best.
You talked about the Everest yesterday. Obviously, we've got to get rid of these restrictions on horses travelling from Victoria to New South Wales for that to be even considered. But I think his performances indicate he's going as well, if not better, than he ever has. And you go back to 2017, where he finished third in the Group 1 Galaxy behind Russian Revolution and Red Zell, who then went on to win multiple Everest. So at his best form, he's competitive with horses that are Everest contenders. So although you were doing it in a cheeky type of manner, his performances, and particularly if you've got rain-affected ground on an Everest, indicate that if you're a slot holder, he should be a horse that you'd be at least considering, given that we can get over these travel restrictions.
Well, I suppose if their aim is to put the best 12 sprinters in the land into the race, which being having slot holders means that you don't necessarily get the best 12 sprinters in the land, but you know, I think that there should be a spot there for him with the club slot because he's good publicity, and you know he'll do them all proud. He won't run last if he got in it. He won't run last. That's for sure. So yeah, who knows? Like it's a different world up there. They've got their favourites, but what we'll probably do is if restrictions enable us to travel, we'll just head for the Sydney, like sort of set him for the Sydney Stakes again, which is the race where they pull the emergencies from, and you know, hopefully bigger things might happen. But yeah, he's run in the Sydney Stakes twice, so we sort of have that little pathway a little bit to sort of go at. But look, I think he would be a worthy slot holder. Pretty hard to beat a horse like Nature Strip if he's on song, but you know, it's a pretty dangerous thing to build up all around one horse because he's not unbeatable. He has bad days. He doesn't always turn up, does he?
No, he certainly builds into a campaign at this stage of his career. He does. From an early sign point of view, how's he come through yesterday's win?
Terrific so far. Terrific so far. And he's when he's home in at Cranbourne, he's trained out of a small paddock, which he's the king of. And he goes all right when he's in the boxes at Sydney or Adelaide or Brisbane, but he really does prefer being at home if he can. But he seems to have come through it good, and I'd like to head towards the Bletchingley if there's rain about. But if there's no rain about, I'll just freshen him up again and you know, pick out a short race. I think there's a race at Moonee Valley in a month. But, yeah, I've always trained him around the weather, so I suppose I should stick to that plan as well.
Part of the Jungle Edge story is yourself, Mick, and you've got a lot of character outside just being a horse trainer. Your musical endeavours are well documented, particularly the song about Jungle Edge. Different climate down here in Victoria at the moment. What were you able to do last night to just soak in the victory of Jungle Edge?
Well, I was at home in my lounge room on my own most of it. my sons were, or two of my sons were home, but they were on their computers or whatever they do in their rooms. And I picked up the guitar and tried to steal a couple of tunes. but yeah, I was just letting it sink in a bit. It's certainly weird with the virus restrictions, you know, that at the races yesterday, like there's no going into the winning owner's room or anything like that. And, it's all different, but he certainly has given everyone something to smile about. And it's a bit like having the footy back on, having Jungle Edge win. You know, there are people watching it on the telly, and I think he's given a lot of people something to smile about.
He would have been the most popular winner. I think you made a comment that a lot of people be having takeaway food courtesy of Jungle Edge yesterday. And you're right, Mick. I think he restored a little bit of normality into what's very much an abnormal society at the moment. Winter racing and Jungle Edge winning on a heavy track, it made us all feel things were a little bit normal and made us perhaps all even feel a little bit safer, Mick.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But I think he has. Like he's very, very popular with your $20 punter because they all knew the rain was coming and they all had a chance to get on at sort of 4 and 5 to 1 even. And And then there were the ones that think he's unbeatable once it starts to rain, which is, you know, that's a little bit dangerous. But you know, they certainly come for him at the end. But I thought even earlier in the week when it was pretty sure that it was going to rain, and it was a seven at earlier in the week, the track was a seven, and that's enough. So yeah, I was surprised that he opened up in early betting at such a high quote, because it seemed to me that he was going to get conditions to suit.
You proved right, Mick, and the punters that took the bigger odds were well rewarded. And as you said, there were plenty who were happy to chime in at almost any price come race time. Congratulations on yesterday, but more importantly on what you've done with Jungle Edge right throughout his career, and looking forward to seeing that continue on, and hopefully on towards some bigger and better races north of the border, if that can work out in the months ahead. Thanks for joining us, Mick. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Warren.
One of Victoria's most popular racing characters, Mick Bell. What a great job he's done with Jungle Edge and the team behind Jungle Edge, the connections, and also Jade DeRose, who's played a big role in his development and now getting the opportunity to ride him in major races. It's all part of a great story, the Jungle Edge story. Back shortly with Joe McKinnon.